everybody, in Parshas Chukas, Moshe sends messengers to the king of Edom, asking him to allow Bnei Yisrael to pass through his land on their way to Eretz Yisrael. Even though Moshe promises him that Bnei Yisrael will walk on the main roads, Bnei Yisrael will not cause Edom any damage, still the king of Edom refuses. He replies to Moshe's request and says, Perek Chav Pasuk Yudches, Lo Sa'avor Bi, you may not pass through my land because Pen Bacherev Etzeli Krasecha, you may not pass through my land because maybe I'll come out to greet you with a sword. If you pass through my land, I might come out and go to war with you. That's what the king of Edom said, but his wording seems strange. The Hebrew word pen means perhaps, maybe, lest. Why would the king say, I might attack you? Why didn't he say, if you pass through our land, we will certainly attack you? Why does the king of Edom say, pen, bacherev etzeli krasecha? The Meshech Chachma Rav Meir Simcha of Divinsk, who died in 1926, says that the king of Edom was not threatening Bnei Yisrael. He was saying the opposite. You, Bnei Yisrael, when you are traveling through my land, maybe you will provoke us to go to war. We don't want to go to war, but you, Bnei Yisrael, may want to start a war, and we will have no choice but to retaliate. So this, of course, is a ridiculous excuse. Bnei Yisrael had no intention to go to war. They had no history of going to war. They were only freed from Egypt 40 years before, and they've been traveling in the desert ever since. They had no land, they had no weapons, they had no army. So why would they attack Edom? Still, that's what Edom said, and Bnei Yisrael was forced to circumvent their land. That is the Meshech Chachma. Perhaps one can suggest another explanation. Perhaps one can suggest the following idea as to why the king of Edom said he might go out and attack Bnei Yisrael if they travel through his land. Many people are familiar with a powerful idea that was said by Rav Eliyahu Eliezer Dessler. He died in 1953. He was the Mashkiach Ruchani of the Ponovitch Yeshiva in Bnei Brak. This is found in the Sefer Michtav Me'Eliyahu in the very first volume in a section called Kuntras HaChesed. In a lengthy essay, Rav Dessler says that usually people think that if I give something to you, you will like me. The more I give you, the more you'll like me. And many people really do try to live their lives buying other people's love. But in reality, says Rav Dessler, love does not come from getting things. Love comes from giving. The more you give to someone else, the more you love them. That's the root, that's at the root of the word ahava, love. The word ahava, he says, comes from the word hav. Hav means to give. Giving produces love. Giving engenders love. And perhaps one can suggest that that is what's happening in our pasuk. The king of Edom did not want Bnei Yisrael to go through their land, through his land. And the king of Edom was eager to go to war. He was eager to kill off Bnei Yisrael and to collect all the spoils. So in theory, the king of Edom should not have said, Pen, Bacherev Etzeli Krasecha. However, if he let Bnei Yisrael go through their land, if he did that favor for them, if he gave them that gift of a shortcut through his land, his heart would be softened somewhat. He couldn't bring himself to say, I'll certainly attack you. He said, if I give you the gift of passage, if I give you, then I may attack you. I may, but I may not. I may not be able to bring myself to attack you after I have given to you. Even the king of Edom understood this idea, how giving brings love for the person we give to. And not only that, he was barely giving to them. Bnei Yisrael wouldn't use any of Edom's resources. Bnei Yisrael wouldn't cost Edom anything. And yet, the power of giving is so strong, so potent, that even a little bit of giving by the evil king of Edom. With all that, love comes from giving, and even the king of Edom understood that. The king of Edom understood the connection between giving and love. He understood it, and so can we. Have an amazing day, everyone!